As Rabbi Selman introduced his building block of the Torah, and specifically Limud HaTorah, learning Torah, so he asked me to take a break from our study of the Maharal and learn for a week or two a piece from the Nesiva Shalom, a sefer which we will study together for the next couple of weeks, specifically on the concept of Limud Torah Lishma, the concept of learning Torah for its own sake. Just a word quickly of introduction. This particular sefer, the Nesiva Shalom, was written by a Chassidish Rebbe, passed away about 11, 12 years ago, Rav Shalom Noach Berezovsky, who was the Slonim Rebbe, and the Slonim Chassidim, who came from the city of Slonim in Europe, were refounded and reestablished. Almost all of them were wiped out during the Holocaust, Hashem Yikom Damam, and it was reestablished in Eretz Yisrael. There happened to be a particular family link between the Slonim Chassidim and Rabbi Selman. Most of the Chassidish Slonim Rebbeim, the Rebbes were Weinbergs. This particular sefer that we're learning was written by Rabbi Shalom Noach Berezovsky. Is not a common last name in the line of Slonim Chassidim. He's the son-in-law of the previous Rabbi Avraham Weinberg. He married his daughter, Rabbi Weinberg's daughter, and the Weinberg family of Eretz Yisrael, of which Rabbi Selman married into, is also linked to this. Is the same. Weinberg family. In any case, this particular sefer, the Chassidish sefer, happens to have widespread popularity throughout the Orthodox world. It has a very, it has a mix. It possesses a mix of passionate and uplifting Chassidus, together with very practical Musar lessons for the everyday Jew living in the modern world. And because of that combination, it has enjoyed a particular popularity. The Rebbe, as I mentioned, passed away in the year 2000. He was the Rebbe of Slonim for about 20 years, from 1981 to the year 2000. He's a very contemporary Rebbe and deals with very contemporary issues. The particular piece that we're going to be studying from Monks at Slonim, with 7 volumes of Slonim, we're going to be studying, as I mentioned, specifically on Torah and on Torah Lishma, the study of Torah for its own sake. He writes a brief introduction to this particular piece, which we'll be studying over the next week or so, in which he begins with the pasuk from Yev Avarucho Me'aretz Mido V'Rechov Mineyam. The Torah itself is wider than the length of the land and deeper than the sea. There is no way to wrap one's mind or wrap one's arms around the concept of Torah, the depth of Torah, the breadth of Torah, the aspect of what Torah introduces to our life. Yet, we will attempt, as he writes, in our own little way, in however way that we can. In the same way as a person does a mitzvah, take as an example, he writes a mitzvah tefillin, so different people doing a mitzvah tefillin can do it in different ways. They all start with the same thing. They put the pair of tefillin on their arm, on their head, but that which goes into the mitzvah, the preparation, the thought process, what it can accomplish for a person will depend on that which goes into that individual's actual fulfillment of the mitzvah. But the starting point is you got to do the mitzvah tefillin. You can have all the thoughts in the world, but if you're in your bed, letting chakras go by, and you have all those holy thoughts, it's really not going to accomplish anything. Same way in Limud HaTorah, different people can learn and can accomplish different things through their learning. The first part is, you got to learn. That's step one. Open up the sefer, and you start learning. Within the group of people who will be learning, that which can be accomplished, the different depths of understanding, the different things that it can accomplish in the spiritual world around us, has to do with the level of Torah Lishma, the attitude that one has as one brings himself to the sefer as he studies, beyond simply, here are the words, this is what I need to know, and then there's the preparation that goes in advance, the thought process that one has as one goes into it. This concept of Torah Lishma is what we're going to be doing. What is that concept? What does it mean, Torah Lishma? So the source of that, he writes as he begins the piece, comes from a Mishnah at the left, Perek of Perkei Avos, it's actually a Brisa, at the beginning of the 6th chapter, Rabbi Meir Omer Kol HaOsek B'Torah Lishma. Remeir starts, anyone who learns and delves into the Torah Lishma, which would literally be translated as to for its own sake, Zocha L'Dvarim Harvei, says Remeir, will merit many things. And the mission goes on to list many things that a person will merit if he accomplishes and is able to study Torah Lishma. He's the Kol HaOlam Kedai V'lo. The entire creation of the world was fit just for him to be able to sit and study Torah Lishma. Nikra Reya Ov, Oe Ves HaMakom, Oe Ves HaBrios, is referred to one who is beloved, he's a friend, he is loves Hashem and loves his creatures. He gladdens Hashem and gladdens the world around him. He's clothed in humility and in fear. A long list of things. So the Rebbe begins, what is this concept of Torah Lishma? Why doesn't the Rebbe Meir say, someone who learns Torah Lishmo Yisparach, for God's sake? So that's not the language that Rebbe Meir uses. It's not that I'm learning Torah, according to Rebbe Meir, for God's sake, but for its sake? What does it mean to learn Torah for its sake? And what are all of these things that he will accomplish, and why is it specifically regarding the study of Torah Lishma that a person can accomplish all of these things? What is it about the study of Torah that allows for that? And the third question that he asked, which we'll leave tonight with our questions, the Gemara in Sota quotes the Pasuk from Mishlei, Ki ner mitzvah the Torah or. The Pasuk describes the mitzvah as a ner. Ner is a candle. And Torah is viewed as or, as light, daybreak. And the Gemara goes on to bring a mashal. Chazal describe, or what's the comparison between mitzvah being a ner, a candle, and Torah being light? So the Gemara goes on to describe a mashal la'adam shayimahalech v'yishon layla v'feil, a person who's traveling alone at night on a road, can't see anything. And he's got a lot of fears as he's traveling on this path without any ability to see. This yom in a kosev, number one, he's just afraid of the thorns on the street. He can't see where he's going. He's afraid of the pits in the street. How is he going to manage the road when he can't see? Then he's afraid of the listening. He's afraid of bandits. He's afraid of robbers. He's exposed. He's alone. It's dark. It's nighttime. And he doesn't know which path to choose. So he's got concerns, the physical concerns, where watching my step, what am I going to walk into? And he's got more global concerns of his own safety and from the bandits, and I don't know which derech to choose, which path should I go, this way or that way, every fork of the road, I can't see. Tidlik es on there, if he lights a candle, so certain concerns that he has will go. Now he can see the path in front of him, he can see if there's a bush, he can see if there's a thorn, he can see if there's a pit in the road. He's no longer concerned about that. But the bandits, candle's not going to scare them away. Candle's not going to protect them from that, and it's certainly not going to tell them when he gets to a fork in the road which path to take. He can't see off in the distance. He just has a little candle. When day breaks, now he's at ease. Now I can see which way the paths are leading, to which cities they're going. Now he doesn't have the concern. Say Chazal, the mitzvah that a person does is a candle. It's a ner. It addresses certain things. It protects the person in a certain way, in a way that a candle would. But it's the study of Torah that creates the daybreak, the phenomenon of now I see which path to take. I know which way to go. I'm protected from the bandits who want to come and attack me. I'm no longer as exposed. I'm no longer shrouded in darkness. Now I can see. Rebbe says what we're going to now be discussing is what is this about the Limud HaTorah that allows for these aspects to be able to have the comparison to daybreak, to have Torah Lishma, to be Zocha, to all of these elements. What is it about them that allows for that?
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.